Well, Nerdcasters, we didn't reach the end of the impeachment road today, but we can see it in the distance, and it's going to start approaching pretty fast now. And that's because the witness portion of the trial will take approximately 0 seconds. It's not going to happen. Before diving into the details, we're going to boil down what happened today into 30 seconds for you. Nancy Cook is up, and she's going to go right now.
Just when you thought the impeachment trial was over, it does look like the Senate proceedings could extend as late as the middle of next week. The Republicans aren't going to call any more witnesses. Senators Murkowski and Alexander came out and said they did not want witnesses, basically ending that argument. Republicans are saying they don't want to vote to impeach Trump because it would only deepen the country's political divisions. And Democrats, meanwhile, feel like the Republicans are ignoring and sidestepping key evidence, including new revelations from John Bolton's book.
And with me today is editorial director Blake Hounshell.
Microphone check.
Hi, Blake.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Thank you for being here. So, quick note, we're taping this about 3 p.m. Blake, can you give us the story behind the story of these developments this week? On Thursday, there was a lot of frenzied speculation that there weren't the votes for witnesses and the trial would end as quickly as today, Friday. And now that seems to be changing. Tell us a bit about what's been going on.
Sure. I mean, with the caveat that things are moving pretty rapidly, and there's not a lot of transparency in the Senate right now about where things are going. As of last night, it looked like things were all wrapped up when Lamar Alexander came forward. He's a close ally of Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and he said, I don't think we need to hear any witnesses. I think Trump did it, but I'm going to vote against witnesses. And that was seen as a decisive blow to Democrats and those who wanted to keep the trial moving. And then this morning, there was a bunch of confusion when we started hearing whispers that the trial might not end, in the wee hours of Saturday morning as we thought. And so as of now, it looks like it's going to go into next week. The White House seems to be saying they need more time to work through a few wrinkles on their closing arguments. It sounds like they're still editing the State of the Union speech, and they're signaling that he doesn't want to talk about impeachment, but it seems to me it's likely that he does want to talk about impeachment. The other thing that happened this morning was Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski came out and said she is a no on witnesses, which meant that Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is not going to have to cast the deciding vote. So, it seemed like everything's over at that point, but it looks like they've still got a few wrinkles to iron out.
The thing that struck me most about these statements was how angry or even disgusted Alexander and Murkowski sounded with Trump over his conduct, while also saying they didn't want to vote to hear from witnesses. And also, they sounded kind of disgusted with Congress in general. That surprised me a little bit.
Well, part of, I think, the dynamic is there's a little bit of institutional rivalry between the House and Senate. And you've heard a lot over the last few days that, well, the House didn't do its job, the House managers didn't do their job. Why should we in the Senate have to call witnesses? We've got a lot of other business to take care of. They should have called John Bolton. There are a lot of complicating reasons why the House was not able to call John Bolton. But that's been the dynamic. And Murkowski also, in her statement, she took a shot at Elizabeth Warren, who yesterday, the way they do these questions is the senators submit a written question and then the Chief Justice gets a piece of paper and he reads it. And Warren had this pretty, kind of curveball question that says, basically something to the effect of, if you don't cast a deciding vote for witnesses, John Roberts, aren't you an embarrassment to the Supreme Court and to the country, and aren't you going to lose the confidence of the American people? And he's sitting there reading this out loud for the House managers to respond to. And a lot of people in the Senate, I think, saw that as kind of a nasty shot from Warren. And
House managers didn't seem too interested in it either.
Yeah, Schiff kind of ducked and weaved. And I think he saw that was a hot tamale that he did not want to consume. And then so Murkowski was able to use that statement as a way to say, listen, I didn't like the way one of my colleagues took this shot at the Chief Justice. And so she implied I wanted to spare him the dilemma of having to cast the deciding vote one way or the other.
So paint us a picture of what the rest of today, the weekend, early next week is going to look like, or looks like it's going to look like, given your caveat about how quickly things might be changing.
Well, so they still have to finish this debate they're having over witnesses. Then they're going to have a vote. And then beyond that, I think it's kind of anybody's guess how it's going to play out. Mitch McConnell has some sort of fundraising event tomorrow. So he's supposed to be out of town. That could be factoring in things. Maybe he didn't think he could make it by then. And so then from what we know as of now, they're not going to schedule the acquittal vote until next week, possibly Wednesday.
Got it. Well, Blake, you obviously know a lot about this stuff, and so because it's finally the end of a long week, and we're always trying to have fun here on the Nerdcast, we've devised a 60-second pop quiz for you. And the clock will start when I begin your first question. Are you ready?
I'll try.
All right. This is very exciting. This is the first one of these we've ever done. So, all right. Number one, this person said, if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
Alan Dershowitz.
Correct. All right. Number two, who had the best mustache in the past 2 weeks?
Does Bolton count? Or are we only talking about people that were in the Senate?
You know, I think you somehow got this question right because that was supposed to be a trick question. And I was going to tell you the answer was nobody after you said Bolton, but you have stumped the questioner. All right. Number three, blank is the name of the Senate chaplain delivering the daily prayer.
Ooh, you got me there. I don't know.
All right, that's Barry Black. Very pointed prayers that he delivers. Number four, how many House impeachment managers were there and how many lawyers were there on the president's defense team?
I believe the correct answer is too many, Scott.
That is a correct answer. Good job on the quiz. And many thanks to you for joining us for this special
episode.
What
did I win,
Scott?
Oh,
you have won a return trip to the Nerdcast, Blake. We're going to have you back now.
Can I get your sign off on my voicemail?
Oh, now there is an interesting branding opportunity here. That's an excellent idea. Blake, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.
And to all of you for tuning in. We'll be back with a new episode, probably, next week.